It's Warren Lee, it's Sunday Drive on BBC Radio Oxford, and it started off last year with the good folk of Blackbird Lees proving to the nation mind that they had a good voice, and a voice that had tone and key and pitch, but also a voice that says to everybody, forget the stereotypes, look what can be achieved when we put our diaphragm into it. This is the Singing Estates on Channel 5. If you saw the show, you would have seen the conductor, Ivor Setterfield, bringing together 40 people living in Blackbird Lees who aspire to become singers, polished performing singers. Now, it was your man Setterfield who then had to come up with a programme to inspire them, to train, to practice, to strain in some cases, before singing on stage at the Royal Albert Hall, and they sang alongside G4. But of course, as we've been hearing during the week, a large part of Oxford's newest choir stayed as a company. And the next challenge was to invite up to 400, 500, 600 of you, members of the public, with fine voice or foul, to join them in Oxford's Town Hall today. The new challenge, to get hundreds of people together, rehearse the Hallelujah Chorus during the day and this evening to then perform it. BBC Radio Oxford was there with the Channel 5 cameras. We counted, 400-odd people? And this was the result.
And all
majestic, absolutely majestic. 400 of you or thereabouts singing for the first time with the help of the Oxford Philharmonica. Who says music can't change the heart, the mind, and I'm sure of all those singing today, those lives? Well, well done to everybody who took part. You'll see the results on Channel 5 later this year, and we'll let you know as soon as they let us know. Helen Williams, one of those who took part. Helen!
Hello!
I'm not surprised that you sound enthusiastic. That was tremendous.
It sounds a lot... Well, it sounds completely different when you're not sat right in the middle of it, I think, as well.
How does it sound listening back to that now?
It sounds very impressive, actually. I'm quite shocked. Based on what we sounded like first thing this morning, it's an amazing achievement, it really is.
How did you get involved? What was your way into this?
Actually, I missed it, but a friend of mine was listening to your show, well, your radio show, and she heard them asking for people, and she wanted to go, and so asked me if I fancied it. So I said, okay.
Okay, now
I know what to get myself in for at the time. But
now, what's your singing pedigree, Helen? I mean, are you somebody who goes out and practices? Are you in a choir, or do you just wobble away in the shower?
I'm a bit of a wobbler in the shower. I'm not actually part of any choir, and never have been. Although I do like singing, I do enjoy singing. So, but it's a bit different singing with a huge group of people.
Yeah, and the prospect of joining lots of other people who perhaps have got a bit of a musical pedigree, or perhaps others, you know, lots of people who perhaps like you have just gone along, just part of the experience. What was it like there?
It was absolutely fantastic. I mean, this morning when we got there, we sort of handed this huge amount of sheet music, and you just kind of like. Lots of dots all over the page, and it sort of gradually you think, how am I going to do this part? And then gradually as they work through it, you kind of like, oh yeah, I can see how that fits in.
But how daunting would that have been to arrive somewhere and just know what the task was ahead of you? Did you feel that this was going to be something that you could only just about achieve, or because there was lots of other people in the same boat as you, you thought, yeah, let's pull together, let's do this?
I think I was kind of I have to say that I was one of the people that sort of seen the shows on about the that would lose
you had seen the singing estate, yeah,
and just having seen that, it's kind of just inspires you, and you just think, well, actually, if that's possible, this could happen. So it was all, you know, it was really good, and I was confident that it was going to work, and it did, although I'm not quite sure I sang all the right notes in the right order. But
did you hear yourself in that little bit we played?
No.
Now, what did you think of the conductor? This is your man, Setterfield. How was he with you?
He was funny. I mean, he came up with the most oddest of metaphors that you could have possibly imagined. But he tried to keep everything enthusiastic and keep everybody's energy up and what have you. And he certainly seemed to achieve that.
Now, you said you weren't in a choir. You said you do a little bit of warbling at home. So how did you actually take to being instructed properly by somebody of his calibre? Did you feel that... okay, you know, I'm just going to try and see what everybody else is doing next. Everyone's going to slightly look left and slightly look right to see how they're doing. Or were you entirely focusing on what the conductor was trying to achieve?
I think I was trying to focus on what was going on, although sometimes you're kind of like, where are we? And we're sort of all sort of trying to help each other out. Now, which bit of the page are we on now? Sometimes it was going a little bit too fast because you're saying, oh, right, we're going to do this bit. Like, what bit? So it's just kind of getting it in your head, which bit we're actually going to be doing and making sure we can all follow it.
And what about the other people there? Did you meet new friends? Had you made new contacts, perhaps seen other people that you knew there?
I bumped into a couple of people, actually, one from an old drama group I used to be in, and somebody from church that I know and go to sometimes. And it's just kind of loads of different people from loads of different places. And in fact, the two of them know each other because they sing with the Headington Singers, and they're sort of trying to egg me on to go because I live nearby, so... They sort of went, come along to this. So, well, never know, I might join the choir.
Well, congratulations on taking part on this really interesting event. I would imagine the atmosphere was really interesting when you were practising in rehearsals, but then actually going into town hall, what was it like when you actually walked through the doors? Did you have little butterflies in the old tum-tum?
A little bit. I mean, it was I kind of thought at first, when we first went, because we rehearsed up at in Barton, and at that point, I thought, this is the choir. And I hadn't realised the amount of people that were going to be there. I mean, we filled the main room in the town hall. It was just absolutely full of people all singing. And it just sounded so... It was just... there were just so many people there. And I felt a bit kind of like, what am I doing here?
No, but you did your bit, and you were an important element of that, along with everybody else, all singing their heart out. And you've managed to achieve something. And you know, 24 hours ago, look what you've done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, tremendous. Well, do you want to give us a little bit of it now, or is the larynx a little bit sore, raspy?
Well, I think I need to rest my voice a bit there.
I'm sure. No talking for you at all tomorrow. Is that all right? Because I think you might be a little bit sore.
Well, my work colleagues will be so happy.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, okay. Okay, well, it's great to hear from you, Helen, both on the telephone and also as part of the choir as well. And I think we'll probably play this out again on the breakfast show tomorrow morning.
Thank you very much.
All the very best to you. Take care. Well, before you disappear, did you say you are going to join up a choir now?
I might do.
Yeah.
Time depending. I've considered Headington 1 is very close, and I now know two people who are in it. So.
Good on you. Good on you. All right, Helen, all the very best to you.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ra, bye-bye. That's Helen Williams, one of the many hundreds who took part in this today. And it's just a challenge. It was people coming together to see whether somebody could inspire that many people to sing together in harmony, the right pitch, the right key, with the tone. And I think they've pretty much managed to achieve that. You'll hear it again tomorrow morning on The Breakfast Show here on BBC Radio Oxford. Now, when will it be on the telly? We think probably about June, July of this year. It'll be on Channel 5 as soon as we know a precise date. Of course, we'll let you know.
BBC Radio Oxford. Travel news you can rely on.
And well done to all those who...